Welcome back to the Learning Clinic on CKLU 96.7 FM. I'm your host, Bob Kerwin. And this afternoon, I'm sharing with you some food for thought, some stories and reflections that hopefully you can apply to your own particular life. The story I want to share with you right now really is something that I guess when you've got some time to sit down and truly take stock of your life, you have an opportunity to look back and see what you've accomplished along the way and look forward to determine where we would like to be a year from now. So you've just finished a reading week at university. We've got March break coming up for secondary school students and many people who are working, especially teachers. And so this is a good chance to take a week, to take a little bit of time, slow down, take a look at what your life has been like, look at your accomplishments, and then look forward. See where you would like to be a year, 2 years, 3 years from now. Sometimes, however, it's wise to ask others for their opinion as well, simply because we often tend to be very hard on ourselves and may not even realize that we've had a positive impact on others. What we may see as a weakness may actually be one of our strengths. Now listen to the following story and hopefully you'll see what I mean. A long time ago, a water bearer in India owned two large pots. Now in India, in the older days, water bearers used to have to go to the well, carry pots up back to their village and back to their home. Well, this particular water bearer had two large pots, and each pot hung on one side of the ends of a pole, which he carried across his neck, over his back. One of the pots had a crack in it, and while the other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water at the end of a long walk from the stream to the master's house, the cracked pot arrived only half full. For a full 2 years, this went on daily, with the bearer delivering only 1.5 pots of water to his master's house. Of course, the perfect pot was proud of its accomplishments, but the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its own imperfection and miserable that it was able to accomplish only half of what it had been made to do. After 2 years of what it perceived to be a bitter failure, it spoke to the water bearer one day by the stream. "I'm ashamed of myself and I want to apologize to you," said the cracked pot. "Why?" asked the bearer. "What are you ashamed of?" "I have been able for these past 2 years to deliver only half my load because this crack in my side causes water to leak out all the way back to your master's house. Because of my flaws, you have to do all of this work, and you don't get full value from your efforts," the pot said sadly. The water bearer felt sorry for the old cracked pot, and in his compassion he said, "As we return to the master's house, I want you to notice the beautiful flowers along the path." Indeed, as they went up the hill, the old cracked pot took notice of the sun, warming the beautiful wildflowers on the side of the path. And this cheered it some. But at the end of the trail, it still felt bad because it had leaked out half its load, so again the pot apologized to the bearer for its failure. The bearer said to the pot, "Did you notice that there were flowers on only your side of the path, but not on the other pot's side? That's because I have always known about your flaw, and I took advantage of it. I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we walked back from the stream, you watered them. For 2 years, I've been able to pick those beautiful flowers to decorate my master's table. Without you being just the way you are, he would not have had this beauty to grace his house." The message from this story is that each of us have our own unique flaws. In some way, we are all cracked pots. However, what we see as imperfections in ourselves may not be considered as such by the people who are closest to us. In fact, as I stated earlier, what we think of as failures on our part may actually be our strengths as far as others are concerned. So the next time you have a chance to spend some time in a reflective mood, don't be too quick to pass judgment on yourself. If you acknowledge your flaws and your shortcomings, you may discover that they are the cause of a lot of beauty and happiness that you never even realized. Look to your weaknesses and you too may discover your strengths, just like the cracked pot. You're listening to The Learning Clinic on CKLU 96.7 FM. I'm your host, Bob Kerwin, and we hope that you have enjoyed this reflection on life.